Perek Mem Bet, the follow-up after the murder of Gedaliah ben Ahikam, and the decision of the people whether to stay in Eretz Israel or to leave out of fear of Melech Babel. Pasuk Aleph. V'yigeshu kol sarei hayalim v'yohanan ben Kareyah v'yez ויזניה בן הושעיה וכל העם מקטון ועד גדול. So, we previously saw that Yohanan ben Kareah and all the Hayalim were on their way to Mitzrayim, right? In Pasuk Yudzayim, previous Perek, they went to Gerot Kimham Asheretz Bethlehem, Lalechet Lavo Mitzrayim. They're on their way to Mitzrayim. Now these people decide that after they made their decision, they're going to take advice with Yirmiyahu and Nevi. Now, we haven't heard much about Yirmiyahu during this whole Gedaliah episode. The assumption has been that he has been sitting amongst Gedaliah as an average person in the crowd, and he is no longer giving Nebuah. The people turn to Yirmiyahu, Pasuk Bet, ויאמרו אל ירמיהו הנביא, תיפול נא תחינתנו לפניך, ויתפלל בעדנו אל אדוני אלוהיך, בעד כל השארית הזאת, כי נשארנו מעט מהרבה כאשר עיניך רואות אותנו. So their first request, כל החיילים, יוחנן בן קריח ויזניה בן הושעיה, parenthetically, we notice that the order is a little different. Before we said יוחנן בן קריח וכל החיילים. Now it's called Hayalim, Yohanan ben Kareah, and we add Vizanya ben Hoshaya. This shows, gives you the feeling of a little bit of a lack of leadership, confusion, who's really in charge. So now they turn to Yirmiyahu, and the first request is, Tipol nat hinatenu lefanecha. May our supplication be acceptable to you. Vitpalel ba'adenu. Pray for us, El Adonai Elohecha. Pay attention here to the use of Adonai Elohecha. Your God, Yirmiyahu, meaning he's your God. Ba'ad kol ha-sherit hazot, for all these remnants, ki nish'arnu me'at me'arbe, a little is left for many, kasher enecha ro'ot otanu, like you see us. Pasuk Gima. V'yaged l'Adonai Elohecha et ha-derech asher nelech ba, v'et ha-davar asher na'aseh. Now let's listen to their question. May Hashem, your God, tell us the way in which we should go and the thing we should do. It sounds like that they decided to go to Egypt and they asked God either for the beracha or for the journey. That's the abarbanel. They wanted just a special God's blessing on their journey. Or the Malbim says which route to take to Mitzrayim. But they weren't asking, should we or should we? That is, to them, a foregone conclusion that they have to leave. Pasuk Dalit. Vayomer alehem Yirmiyahu hanavi. Shamati. I heard you. Hini mitpalel Adonai Elohechem kedivrechem. Yirmiyahu corrects. I will pray to Hashem Elokechem. Right? He corrects their Elohecha, Elohecha. Kedivrechem. As you asked. As you, like your words. והיה כל הדבר אשר יענה אדוני אתכם, אגיד לכם. לא אמנע מכם דבר. Now here he makes a subtle warning. If, as we said, that they was a foregone conclusion to them that they are going to Mitzrayim, watch how Yirmiyahu answers them. He says, I will pray. והיה כל אשר יענה אדוני אתכם, אגיד לכם. I'm not going to hide back anything. There are no preconceived conclusions here. That God has to operate under your conclusions, just answer your questions specifically. We're going, but just how? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell you anything, and whatever he says, I will tell you. And I will not, lo emna mikem davar, right? I will not withhold anything from you. So understand, if you're asking Borei Olam the question, you better be prepared, even if he rejects the idea of going to Egypt in its entirety, giving you something you don't like to hear, that's what I'm going to tell you. Pasukei. והם אמרו אל ירמיהו, יהי אדוני בנו לעד אמת. God will be with us a true witness, ונאמן, אם לא ככל הדבר אשר ישלחך אדוני אלוהיך, Elenu ken nase. So he says they accept, yes, whatever God says, whatever he sends, we will do. And again, Adonai Elohecha. You'll notice it. Pasuk Vav. Im tov imra b'kol Adonai Eloheinu asher nachnu shulchim otcha elav nishma. Right? Whether it's good or bad, and here now they finally say Adonai Eloheinu, that we are sending you to, we will listen to. Leman asher yitav lanu, in order they should do good to us, ki nishma b'kol Adonai Eloheinu. We will listen to the voice of Hashem, our God. That's, whether it's tov or ra, whether it's we perceive it as good or bad for us. Right? Pasuk Zayin. Vayhi miketz aseret yamim, vayhi devar Adonai el Yirmiyahu. 10 days later, Hashem gives nevuah to Yirmiyahu. We see here clearly that Yirmiyahu as a Navi it takes time now for him to receive the prophecy. The Mitzudot says it took the 10 days it took for Yirmiyahu to receive the prophecy. Pasuk Het. Vayikra Yohanan ben Kareah v'el kol ha'sarei hayalim ashirito ulchol ha'am l'mikaton v'ad gadol. So he calls the leaders, Yohanan, and the sayarei hayalim, and all the nation, from young to old. Pasuk Tet. Vayomer aleihem, ko amar Adonai Elohei Yisrael asher shelachtem oti elav, lapil tchinatem lefanav. This is what God, the God of Israel, that you sent him to me, says, lapil tchinatem lefanav, to put forth your supplications in front of him. Pasuk Yod. If you will stay in this land, I will build you and not destroy you. I will plant you and not uproot you. Because I have relented the misfortune that I brought upon you. The Sefer HaIkarim says, of course, whenever we say Nihamti, this is only in human terms. Of course, there's no mamash Nihama by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Al tireu mipenei Melech Bavel. Do not be afraid because of Melech Bavel. Asher atem yireim mipanav. That you are afraid of him now. Al tireu mimenu. Again, don't fear him. Ne'um Adonai. Ki itechem ani Lehoshia etchem, ulhatzil etchem yado. For I am with you to save you and rescue him from his hand. And it says, pasuk yudbet, ve'eten lachem rachamim, v'riham etchem, v'heshiv etchem el admatchem. I will show you mercy, and he will have mercy on you, and return you to your land. So, and what does it mean? They're there. If you stay, he doesn't have to return you to the land. So, what the Mitzudot and the Radak say is that if you stay, even the Golim will be permitted to come back. If you stay here and make that commitment, in reward for that, even other people that were Nigle will come back. It'll grow the community and the society. Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'im omerim atem lo neshev ba'aretz hazot l'bilti shemoa b'kol Adonai Eloheichem. And he says, and if you say, we will not stay in this land in order not to listen to the voice of God. And the Abarbanel says here that the reason they wanted to leave, according to this pasuk, lo neshev ba'aretz l'bilti shemoa b'kol Adonai Eloheichem. They wanted to leave in order that they wouldn't have to listen to Hashem. Why? Because the people had ancient beliefs that they thought, we see this throughout Tanakh, there's a belief of some of the nations that what? That you only have to listen to a God on his land. So Be'emet, he says, the reason I know you want to leave is not because you're afraid only, but because you don't want to worship Hashem. So if you go on another land, you don't have to worship Hashem. That's the Bilti Shem Abakol Lain Lachim. Pasuk Yud Dalit. Lemor, Lo ki Eretz Mitzrayim Navo. And you will say, no, we will come to go to Eretz Mitzrayim. Asher lo nireh milchama. We won't see war. Bekol shofar lo nishma. We won't hear the blowing of the shofar. Vela lechem lo nirav. Won't be hungry for bread. Misham neshev. That's where we'll sit. Right? Eretz Mitzrayim is a known place where there's an abundance. You don't have ra'av because you have the Nile River, and there's no famine, there's no lack of rain because they're not dependent on the rain. Pasuk Tetvav. Ve'ata lechen shemu devar Adonai she'erit Yehuda. Listen to the words of Hashem, the remnants of Yehuda. Ko amar Adonai Tzevaot Elohei Yisrael. Im atem som tesimun pnechem lavo Mitzrayim. If you put your face to go to Mitzrayim, ubatim lagur sham, and you go to live there, right? If that's what you're going to do. And the Malbim says that Hashem wasn't only just angered by their leaving, but they had insulted injury. It's going back to Egypt, which itself is a prohibition. And this would indicate part of going back to Egypt would be looking for the easy life, the life without struggle, the life without searching for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Tetzayin. V'hayeta ha'cherev asher atem yira'im mimena. The sword that you're fearing now. Shem tesig etchem. It will catch you there. Be'eretz Mitzrayim, the land of Egypt. V'hara'av asher atem do'agim mimenu. And the famine that you're worried about. Shem yidbakach ha'lechem. That's what cling after you. Mitzrayim in Egypt. V'shem tamutu. And that's where you will die. So the Hiddush here is, as we said before, that Egypt, which is naturally exempt from famine, it will pursue you there, meaning this will be a miraculous pursuit. Pasuk Yudzayin. V'yu kol ha'anashim asher samu et peneihem lavo Mitzrayim. All those people who put their faces to go to Egypt, lagur sham, to dwell there. Yamutu b'cherev, b'ra'av, u'b'davet. They will die in sword, in famine, and in pestilence. V'lo yelem sarid u'falit. There'll be no remnant. There'll be no survivor or remnant left. Mipnei hara'ah asher mevi, asher ani mevi aleihem. Because of the evil that I will bring upon them. Pasuk Yudchet. Kiko amar Adonai Tzevaot Elohei Yisrael. Just like I poured my anger and my wrath on the dwellers of Yerushalayim, as we just saw, the destruction, I also pour my anger upon you. When you come to Egypt, and you will be, right? A swear, an oath, and an astonishment, v'liklala, a curse, helpa, and a disgrace. And you will never see this place again. If you leave now, I will never bring you back. Pasuk Yotet. Diber Adonai lechem sherit Yehuda, al tavo Mitzrayimah. God has spoken to you, the remnants of Yehuda. Do not go to Mitzrayim. Yadoa tedeu ki haidoti bechem hayom. Know for sure that I warned you about this today. Pasukaf. Ki hit'etem b'nefshotechem, ki atem shilachtem oti el Adonai Eloheichem lemor, hitpalel ba'adenu Adonai Eloheinu, v'kachol asher yomar Adonai Eloheinu, ken aged lanu v'asinu. Now Yirmiyah interjects on his own, and he accuses the people of an act of deception. Says, you deceived me about your true thoughts, for you sent me to God saying, pray on our behalf to Hashem, our God, and whatever Hashem, our God, says, tell us and we'll do it. He says, well, shekhir. Pasuk Kaf Aleph. Va'aged lechem hayom ve'lo shmatem b'kol Adonai Elohechem. And I told you today what he said. And you don't want to listen to the voice of God, your God. And for everything that he sent me to you. Right away he's hinting, meaning even previous Shlich Hayot, meaning it's comparing him to the fact that they haven't listened earlier. And Yirmiyah is now believing that they never intended to follow the Tzon Hashem. They just wanted to hear what would confirm what they wanted. Pasuk Kaf Bet. Ve'ata yadoa tedu ki b'cheru b'ra'au b'dever tamutu b'makom asher hafatztem l'avu l'gurshan. You should know that in sword and in famine and in pestilence you will die in the place that you wanted to come to live there, meaning Mitzrayim.